Welcome to a personal growth episode of the IP Management Voice. In our personal growth series, we'll guide you on how to enhance your IP system contribution and maximize your professional impact. Tune in to gain valuable insights to help you advance personally and in your career as an IP expert. In this episode, you will learn why personal and expert branding are strategically necessary for IP professionals to achieve digital visibility, build client trust, and how to systematically manage this with authenticity, focus, and consistency using various digital channels.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you are always looking for ways to, absorb high-value knowledge quickly and really position yourself ahead of the curve, then you are definitely in the right place. Today, we are diving deep into a topic that's fundamentally redefining what it means to be an expert, especially in professional services, and we're focusing specifically on intellectual property.
That's right. Our sources today come from a really insightful white paper by the IP Business Academy. It maps out thought leadership strategies designed specifically for IP experts. Our mission really is to cut through all the noise and understand exactly why just being technically brilliant isn't cutting it anymore. And, what is the new essential skill for getting client trust and market visibility?
Okay, let's unpack this straight away, because the main point here is, it's pretty jarring. If you're an IP professional, patent law, trademark, litigation, whatever, your deep technical knowledge, they used to be the only currency that mattered. But this source argues that legal precision, technical expertise, they're just not sufficient anymore. Not for visibility, and crucially, not for sustainable client engagement. Why? Because decision makers are leaning heavily on digital channels now when they pick advisors. Yeah. That sounds like the old referral model is, breaking down.
Oh, it's more than just implying it. It's a definite shift. Think about it. That reputation you might have carefully built over, say, 15 years attending conferences, publishing in niche journals, that reputation is almost useless now if people can't easily find and verify it online. Continuously. Accessibly. The client doesn't just call you anymore, they Google you first. And if you don't show up looking like an authority, your actual technical ability doesn't even get you in the door.
Mm-hmm. So we're shifting from a world where reputation was kind of passively received through networks to one where visibility has to be actively, manufactured. Traditional methods, referrals, academic publications that are being supplemented, often overtaken by a digital presence. But let me push back a bit here. For a field like IP, which is so high stakes, so specialized, doesn't appearing too keen on branding risk looking, a bit superficial, undermining the professional rigor?
That's a fair point, a valid concern. But the white paper frames this branding differently. It's not really about self-promotion in the shallow sense. It's about systematic validation of your expertise. The risk now is actually much greater if you fail to appear online. An IP expert who's invisible in these digital spaces, no matter how stellar their actual track record, they risk being seen as less relevant, maybe not on the cutting edge, simply because they aren't visible where business decisions are increasingly being made today.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. The source pinpoints three core strategic reasons why this personal branding shift is so decisive in IP. Let's start with the one that hits the bottom line, client trust.
Right. A solid digital presence acts as the new form of reassurance. It signals authority, reliability. But here's the crucial insight. This trust is cumulative. It's not built with a single announcement or one great article. It's built over time through repeated meaningful contributions. You have to consistently offer specific thought leadership, insights from cases, things that show your value before anyone signs a retainer. That cumulative value, that's what builds real long-term client loyalty.
And that flows directly into the second point, doesn't it? Market differentiation. The IP landscape is crowded. Branding becomes how you signal your unique niche. For example, you're not just any patent attorney. You are the specialist in standard essential patents for, say, 6G tech. Or you're the go-to expert on digital copyright for AI-generated art. You've got to brand that niche you want to own.
Exactly. And that, in turn, leads straight to the third factor, which is all about scaling your impact and growth. Talent attraction and partnerships. High visibility doesn't just pull in clients. It attracts top junior talent who want to work with leaders. It brings cross-border partnership opportunities, invitations to strategic projects. When your expertise is visible, you create the sort of virtuous circle of influence. External opportunities reinforce your standing, which brings more opportunities. It feeds itself.
So it really elevates you beyond just handling the mandates that come in. personal branding lets you step into policy debates, maybe even help shape the innovation frameworks themselves. You become an influential voice, not just a service provider.
Yep, precisely. And as we've established, this isn't about marketing fluff. It's about systematically demonstrating your expertise in a credible, professional way. The foundation for doing this effectively rests on three core principles they really weave together.
Okay, the first one, and maybe the most critical, is authenticity. The white paper is very clear. Opportunistic positioning, like jumping on every new buzzword that isn't truly rooted in your experience, that erodes trust instantly. But let's explore that. For a professional needing to adapt to new tech, maybe blockchain or AI, what does authentic adaptation look like versus just jumping on a bandwagon?
Authenticity means your communication has to reflect your real background, your genuine expertise, maybe even your personal values. Adaptation is authentic when you can clearly connect the new topic back to your core skills. For instance, explaining AI patent challenges by drawing on your deep history and software IP. That's authentic. Opportunism is when you talk about, say, quantum computing IP just because it's trending, but you lack any real foundational experience there. People see through that pretty quickly.
That makes total sense. Okay, the second principle. Focus. You just can't be everything to everyone, especially in IP. Successful brands, the source argues, are built on a clear, often quite narrow thematic focus. Maybe it's global IP strategy for biotech scale-ups or trademark defense specifically in the EU market.
Exactly. That focus helps your target audience immediately associate you with deep expertise in that specific area. It makes your communication memorable and relevant to them.
Right. And the third principle, and this feels like the toughest one for busy professionals. Consistency. Visibility isn't a one-off. It's built over time through regular high-quality contributions across relevant channels. Consistency means maintaining a similar professional tone and rhythm across platforms. It's about fighting that out-of-sight, out-of-mind effect in the digital space.
It's definitely a challenge.
But let's pause on that. Consistency sounds great in theory, but for a busy IP lawyer facing immense billable hour pressures, how do you practically achieve that regular contribution without sacrificing the quality of your work or neglecting client obligations? It sounds like a huge time commitment.
It is a fundamental tension, no doubt about it. But the source suggests consistency isn't necessarily about the sheer quantity of output. It's more about systematization. It means finding smart ways to repurpose or adapt existing work. Think about case summaries, points made during training, internal memos on legal updates. Can these be transformed into external shareable insights? The time constraint actually forces you to be hyper-focused, which reinforces the second principle, focus. And it means you have to integrate content creation into your workflow, not treat it as some extra thing you do when you have spare time, which is never.
Okay, integrating it. That's a key thought. So let's move to the practical application. We have these principles, authenticity, focus, consistency. The challenge now is applying them across this sometimes chaotic digital landscape. How do you combine different channels so they build a single, powerful narrative of credibility rather than just fragmenting your message?
Well, you start where the clients are looking. And professionally, that's overwhelmingly LinkedIn visibility. It's the essential stage. Establishing authority there requires consistent posting of insightful content, yes, but also thinking thoughtfully about visual media. For an IP pro, maybe use carousels to break down complex litigation timelines, or use short videos to explain a new regulatory shift in patent law simply. It's about making complex IP concepts digestible and accessible.
Then you have things like expert blogs and interviews. These serve a slightly different, maybe longer-term purpose, right? They build deeper credibility because they become reference material. This is your evergreen content. If I'm researching, say, the history of patent eligibility for synthetic biology, I want to find your comprehensive blog post on it, something I can potentially cite later. It has lasting value.
Absolutely. And moving beyond text, webinars and podcasts are incredibly valuable for building familiarity and trust through your actual voice. Webinars offer that real-time interaction Q&A. Podcasts allow for deeper storytelling, maybe exploring the human impact of certain IP decisions. These formats break down the barrier of just being a name on a website. They make you more relatable.
Are you an IP professional looking to grow your practice through digital channels? Then check out the Resource Hub linked in the show notes. It's built specifically for IP experts who want to improve their visibility and attract new clients. You'll find tools, templates, and strategies for content marketing, LinkedIn, business development, and much more. Everything is designed to help you grow smarter without needing to become a marketing expert yourself. Take a look and see what fits your goals. End of advertisement.
And crucially, we shouldn't forget the traditional markers of expertise. Publishing in academic and professional outlets, speaking at major conferences, that still holds immense weight. But the key for the modern expert, according to the source, is integration. You have to reference that peer-reviewed paper or that conference keynote on your LinkedIn profile. You need to bridge traditional credibility with modern digital visibility.
Exactly. You connect the dots for your audience. So we've covered the why, the changing landscape, and the how, the principles and channels. Now, let's really define the specific role this white paper argues modern experts need to embody to truly succeed in this environment.
So what is all this framework, these principles, these channels, what does it all mean for the professional who wants to lead, not just participate? It means becoming what the source calls the IP subject matter expert.
Correct. The IP subject matter expert. And the definition is key. It's a visible authority who is recognized not just for their deep technical knowledge, but critically for their ability to translate complex IP concepts into actionable strategic advice, advice that directly supports their clients' innovation goals and business outcomes. They connect their expertise explicitly to the real-world problems businesses face.
I think maybe a simple analogy could help anchor this concept for listeners. How would you put it simply?
Okay, think of it like this. The traditional IP professional was maybe like the brilliant mechanic who could fix your car's engine flawlessly after it broke down. The IP subject matter expert is more like the automotive expert who writes the influential column in the trade magazine. They diagnose why engines are failing across the industry, explain the trends, and offer proactive strategies for maintenance and future design. They are visible, proactive, and focused on solving the underlying problems.
That clarity is powerful. It transforms abstract legal knowledge into accessible communication that really resonates with what clients actually need. Clients usually want to know how IP helps them launch their product successfully or defend their market share, not just a recitation of the statute, right?
Precisely. And this IP subject matter expert model scales beautifully. Once you've clearly positioned yourself with that focused expertise, you can communicate it consistently across all these digital formats we've discussed: blogs, videos, LinkedIn posts, podcasts. It maximizes the return on your content efforts and ensures you remain discoverable and relevant long term.
Okay, we've laid out the roadmap. Let's finish up with some really high-impact best practices, the things you absolutely should do, and then the crucial pitfalls to avoid, starting with how to make your content actually stick.
Definitely focus on storytelling. Don't just list legal points or case facts. Frame your technical insights as narratives. Show why the IP strategy mattered. What was the client impact? What innovation was enabled or protected? Show the journey and the stakes involved, not just the final legal outcome. Make it relatable.
You should also consistently make educational contributions. Things like developing helpful guides, maybe simple glossaries of IP terms for business folks, or explainer posts on new regulations. This continuously associates your name with reliable, useful information. Be the go-to source. And always provide concrete evidence of expertise. Mention specific non-confidential case examples, talk about research you're involved in, teaching you do, external validation like speaking invites or rankings, that's gold. Share it appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the flip side, the pitfalls to avoid. The first we touched on earlier, opportunism. Don't be that person who jumps on every single new buzzword, AI, Web3, quantum, without genuine, deep expertise rooted in your practice. If you do, you risk looking like a trend follower, not a real thought leader. Trust erodes fast.
Second, and this is probably the killer for many attempts at branding, inconsistency. Sporadic bursts of activity followed by long silences, that just weakens recognition. It also subtly undermines confidence in your strategic thinking. If your insights just dry up, you effectively vanish from the digital conversation.
And the third big pitfall, over-commercialization. Your content needs to offer genuine insight and education. It cannot sound like a constant sales pitch or a banner ad for your services. If everything you post feels like overt self-promotion, it destroys the very trust and credibility you're trying so hard to build as an expert.
Right, so looking ahead now, the source also highlights some major trends that are shaping the future of IP branding. What should we be watching? AI and analytics, for one. They're raising client expectations for timely, data-informed commentary. Experts need to be able to quickly analyze and contextualize regulatory changes or IP trends, possibly using these tools themselves.
We're also seeing the continued rise of platform economies. Clients increasingly rely on curated digital ecosystems or platforms where experts are already vetted or ranked. So having a strong presence and positive endorsements on these key platforms is becoming vital for visibility and credibility. And in our globalized world, cross-border visibility is absolutely paramount, especially for fast-growing IP-intensive sectors like life sciences, robotics, green technologies. Your reach needs to match the market.
And crucially, the final trend mentioned is linking your expertise to broader issues of sustainability and societal impact, often discussed under the umbrella of ESG, environmental, social, governance. Experts who can intelligently connect their IP knowledge to these ESG concerns, like how patents drive green tech or ethical considerations in AI IP, they strengthen their reputation. And they gain visibility among investors, policymakers, and talent who care deeply about these themes.
So the overall takeaway is really undeniable. Personal branding for IP professionals. It's not some soft skill anymore. It's not optional. It is a decisive factor in achieving long-term professional success, building trust, and gaining a competitive edge.
The journey to becoming a recognized IP subject matter expert really requires merging that authentic positioning with consistent, systematic communication across the right channels. That combination is what transforms individual technical brilliance into a recognizable, trusted brand identity. It's the pathway to sustained relevance and leadership in the years ahead.
Yeah, and we've learned that the demands on this expert are evolving fast. Needing to connect to complex trends like AI, global platforms, ESG concerns, it really raises an important final question for you, the listener, to think about. If expertise today must be not only deep, but also visible and increasingly connected to these broader societal and governance challenges, how far beyond the traditional technical or legal brief must the modern IP subject matter expert be prepared to venture to truly maintain influence and help shape the future innovation landscape?
Something to definitely mull over as you think about building your own focused, authentic digital footprint. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
Thanks for tuning into this personal growth episode. You can find more in-depth resources on this topic and many others in our resource hub, linked in the show notes. And remember, if you have questions about personal growth or boosting your IP system contribution, feel free to reach out anytime.